USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. At the National Rifle Association's annual convention in Dallas, President Trump reflecting upon the February shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people, insisting that that situation could have been prevented.
The red flags, which they saw in Parkland all over the place, there has never been a case where more red flags have been shown.
The president praised NRA members, saying they're fighting for our beloved Constitution. Rick McConnell from Albany, New York, said he supports the president's idea of arming teachers to respond to school shootings.
If I was teaching, I could carry, and when I shoot, I don't miss.
President Trump also dismissed calls to ban guns as a way to reduce terrorism or gun deaths by noting the outbreak of incidents in which terrorists used trucks to ram pedestrians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads, there's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Oh! Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Residents of Hawaii face the threats of more earthquakes, lava, and dangerous gas from the Kilauea volcano eruption, which has been spewing sulfuric acid and molten rocks into neighborhoods. Hundreds of them have left their homes. Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim says evacuees in his county will get more than just basic shelter.
We're going to feed these people instead of sending the shelter beyond provisions. I mean, all of these evacuees have enough to worry about without thinking about where to get food and cook and all those things. So the county will provide with Red Cross meals for these evacuees.
Evacuee Stephen Clapper said he's worried his home might not be there when he gets back.
Since it's right there behind our house, we could hear the lava exploding right from the house. And so, you know, is the house going to still be there when we go back over there?
Adding to the fear and chaos, a magnitude 6.9 struck the area Friday, jolting homes already threatened by a volcanic eruption. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A solemn ceremony at the State Department to mark two names being added to the American Foreign Service Association's memorial plaque at the building, honoring diplomatic workers who lost their lives while serving overseas. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking at Friday's ceremony.
Selena and Andy worked hard on behalf of all of us. They were patriotic and passionate about advancing the United States' interests abroad.
The ceremony honoring Michael Andrew Cameron Jordan, a foreign service specialist who died in 2016 in South Sudan, and Selena Nelson Saucedo, a foreign service officer who died last year in Slovakia. Australian maritime officials identified a pair of old shipwrecks that were found during the search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The Western Australian Museum said the shipwreck sites were part of the historic Roaring Forties trade route on which ships carried coal to and from Europe during the 1800s. The Australian Transport Safety Board found the 1800s-era ships at the bottom of the Indian Ocean. Flight 370 disappeared in March 2014 after leaving Kuala Lumpur en route to Beijing.
Mars is about to get its first thorough checkup since it formed billions of years ago as NASA's InSight heads to the Red Planet after launching this morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base. After a six-month journey, if all goes as planned, InSight will touch down just north of the Martian equator on November 26th. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.